boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Well, it feels good to be back for one day.
Yeah, right? I was starting to lose my social skills, I'm not going to lie. I was spending way too much time alone.
But I'm back after not feeling well, and I had to go to the doctor to get some tests run and done to figure out what is wrong with me because I just wasn't feeling good. And, you know, they did blood work. They did all sorts of different things. But then they're like, go check your My Chart when you're, and we'll tell you the results there.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, every time I get a notification that a test results in, I'm going in.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see what's wrong.
Yeah.
However, they don't tell you that your My Chart is the worst thing and the most impossible thing to understand ever. Because I swear to God, it must be in doctor code.
Dude, it is. I mean, maybe it's just because I am like not a real adult. I can't even.
Maybe that's what it is too.
I can't even be bothered to look at it because most of the time I'm like, what does this mean?
Uh-huh.
I'm positive for that. Am I supposed to be? Is it a good thing I'm positive for that? Is it a bad thing I'm negative for that?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what anything means.
My percentage is really high. My number is really high. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? And then it's all in code. It's like CPR, CHS, or I don't know. I'm making up all these things because I swear to God they're all in code. And I'm like, I don't know what that means.
I have no idea. I've never heard of that acronym, but it sounds important.
It does. And then I've tried to Google search it before. Google doesn't help you.
If there's one thing you shouldn't do is Google something off your My Chart.
I'm like, what does CVH or whatever, I'm just making up a one, mean on My Chart? And they're like, can't help you. like your My Chart needs a decoder of like, what does this code word mean? And is that bad?
Literally, like put all the fancy stuff for the people that can, you know, understand that or whatever. And then at the bottom, put a button that's like simplify.
Dumb it down.
And then just say, you're good, man. Or
no, homie, you're not.
Sorry about it. You got some serious going on.
I think that's what we need.
Somebody invent that, please. A My Chart decoder. So, what did you think of the donation stash?
Dude, I was impressed because I missed Stuff the Wagon on Monday, which, by the way, thank you, Taylor, so much for doing it all by yourself.
I kept saying, I'm sure you didn't probably hear, but I felt like a Boy Scout, like going, completing my mission.
Did you get a badge? No, but I'll make you one.
Please do. I think I deserve one.
You really do. I really appreciate you doing it by yourself, handling Stuff the Wagon when I was not feeling well. I appreciate you so much. But I came in today and your office is pretty packed.
I was saying,
we still need more, but it's pretty packed.
I was saying, I think the stash maybe doubled.
Yeah, it did.
Give or take. But that being said, there is still tons of room for more donations to be housed here.
Here's what I'm loving. I'm seeing giant bags of dry food.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, who's lifting that?
My back still hurts.
Who's lifting that when we got to go take it to the Humane Society?
I will
Boys!
Say, after a couple bags of unloading after Monday, I remembered we do have a dolly in this building.
Crap.
So that was really helpful. But I mean, it's so exciting seeing the room fill up because I cannot wait to see Cedar Valley Humane Society's reaction to all the donations again this year.
I would say the room's not even halfway full yet.
No.
But last year, you had it all the way full.
I could not sit at my desk.
So that's where we still have a couple more stops. We need to get to that level because you and I are competitive. We got a beat last year.
Definitely. So we have more stops. So hopefully they'll be back to normal. We'll see.
I hope.
Because my mental state, I don't know if I can handle being by myself that long again.
I won't do it to you again.
We have another stop on Monday back at the same place, Tyson's off of 16th Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids. Our whole show will be live 3 till 7 and you can stop by.
Yes. And if you need to see the list of what you can donate, all of that is at KZIA.com. Just check out Stuff the Wagon, and we've got their wish list there for Cedar Valley Humane Society.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I'm actually really excited to talk about this because I love a cat trend on TikTok.
Oh, I do too.
And this guy named Michael went viral because he started a trend, I guess, to find the baddest cat out there.
Let me show you Mochi.
Well, we'll get to that because we'll see if he even would stand up to any of these cats. He made a TikTok saying, stitch this video with your bad cats. I want to see the most vile, horrible behavior from your cats. So people did exactly that. And if you're bored, scroll through these because it's so,
I'm excited to see
so
it.
Entertaining. There's cats climbing curtains. Mm. There's cats opening cabinets and like stealing bread and running through the house.
Mochi.
There's one, I know this hits home, who is using a Christmas tree as his personal scratch post. Mm-hmm. And even when the owner says, stop it, the cat just looks and then keeps on scratching, looking at you. The comments are hilarious, too. People are like, I think having a raccoon loose in the house would be easier at this point.
Seriously?
That is not a cat. That's a criminal, which I feel almost every day of my life. Mm-hmm. But there has been a winner deemed, I guess, of this.
I didn't even get to participate.
Well, I don't think it's... I mean, you can still stitch your video if you want to. But
I had a list of how I could have won this.
We'll get we'll let you do that. But the winner that people are saying is obviously an orange cat because they are...
You know what?
Unhinged.
Yes.
I don't know how to say its name. I don't know if it's Maite or Mite. I'm not sure. But it's Maite Cat on TikTok if you want to check them out. This cat's insane. There's a video, the one that they stitched to this guy's, it's a compilation of him spinning on the ceiling fan. Like,
no, I haven't had that yet.
Legs, and then he falls off the ceiling fan and goes flying. The cat's digging through its mother's purse, looking for who knows what.
That's what Mochi does.
Digs through the purse.
But he'll also set his butt in it.
Oh, well, I don't know about
that.
He's
like, this is my new home.
Okay.
He also likes to eat my AirPods, but keep going.
That's bad. This cat moves around houseplants and bites mom playfully, but also like mean when she tells him to stop. He emptied an entire cabinet of dish towels and threw them askew. And the last clip is him chasing something and then he runs directly out of a window and like busted through the screen.
He did that!
Your cat did that?
Yeah. Well, he didn't run, but he's so fat that he was sitting up next to the window and the screen busted out.
Did he fall out?
Yep, but I caught him. Oh, I didn't catch him. I mean, like, he fell. It was fine. It was on the porch. All the everything's good. I mean, I had to like go get him.
Oh my god.
I'm telling you, I mean, I still have more to add to this.
Go ahead.
I mean, he not only just tries to force the kisses on me, you've heard me talk about
that's nasty.
He will run out the door every time I come home. He tries to run away. And I would like to also add, he likes to bully the crap out of Luna, the other cat, to the point that sometimes they have fights and she tinkles herself.
No!
That's why I have to keep them separate. I love Mochi, but...
Okay. I think you need to video all this because he may have just taken the crown.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
We want to know what went wrong at your Thanksgiving. Maybe it was the one that you had just over the weekend if you celebrated early. Maybe it's something that has happened in the last 20 plus years, but your family still talks about it
every
this
year.
Day. You can let us know at 319-200-1029 by calling us. But 1180 texted us and they said, we had one Thanksgiving where everything was ready. My mother had prepared everything. She was a nervous wreck. Put everything on a long folding table my dad had set up. Well, he didn't lock it and it collapsed.
Oh my God. That, I would have still been like, eat it. Eat it.
No, you wouldn't. You don't like your food touching.
No, I don't. I'd pick stuff that wasn't touching.
Is McDonald's open?
But that's, as a host, she probably was scrubbing those floors and those baseboards as you do before people come over.
I would have ate it.
Eat it. The floor is clean. I don't care.
It's fine. Eat it. Turkey with a little bit of hair. I'm cool.
We are not redoing this. No way. I feel like the last, I don't know, week has been a Thanksgiving
nightmare
for me. My family's Thanksgiving was this past Saturday. So I had told you last week that I was actually bringing some things with me.
Carrots.
Okay, you know what wasn't a fail? The carrots. Everybody freaking loved the carrots.
Can I tell you something? Neighbor man keeps talking about how those carrots sound delicious. So you at least have one person.
And that wasn't even the train wreck, okay? The carrots were a hit, all right? Those went fine. But I also was guilt tripped into bringing a dessert because I had mentioned I was going to bring pumpkin cheesecake bars. And then I wasn't. And then my mom was like, oh, that's fine. You don't have to do that. But I ended up settling on salted caramel cookies.
Okay.
So I was making those last Friday night so that they'd be ready to go. And was getting through the recipe. All things are going well. And realized I was 1/4 cup short of flour.
Uh-oh.
Like, it was all mixed.
You're ready to go.
The last thing I was putting was flour, and I was short. And I'm like, these aren't even going to cook right. Like,
no.
You can't short on flour. They're not going to cook right. They're going to be like rocks or like mushy or whatever. So I was fuming, horribly mad. I tell my boyfriend, I'm short on flour. And he's just gaming. And he's like, well, what do you do? I'm like, well, I guess I'm going to the store. And I passive aggressively went to the store and got a stupid bag of flour. And I made them. And they were great. For some reason. I don't ever want that to happen again. But then last night, I also had another mental breakdown because we had a crock potluck here at work.
Yeah, we did.
Per usual. And I made the pumpkin cheesecake bars that I didn't make for my family's Thanksgiving. And that was a whole other nightmare. I like have never made cheesecake. I don't know what I'm doing. Pulled it out of the oven. I'm like, I don't even know if this is right. I guess I'll taste test it.
Oh.
Warm cheesecake?
Nasty.
Don't do it. It doesn't taste right. So I was like, I'm going to throw this away. But I settled myself down, put it in the fridge, and I tried it this morning, and it was good. And actually, to quote...
Yep, Todd Bromkamp from 1600 ESPN. I don't know how much you could quote of that.
I can't even say it. He said they were bleeping awesome. So, you know what? It pays off, but I don't ever want to do Thanksgiving again. At some point, you have had a dysfunctional Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's every year. Maybe it's every couple of years. We want to know, though, what happened that went wrong at your Thanksgiving. You can call us and tell us at 319-200-1029. We had read a message from 1180 who said that they had a beautiful Thanksgiving dinner prepared by mom. She was a nervous wreck because you are when you host.
100%.
Put everything out on a long folding table and dad didn't lock it, so it collapsed. We now have an update. We got a photo and there is food like down
everywhere.
The wall.
Oh my God.
And we were saying, well, I hope people still ate it because at that point you just got to suck it up. And they responded and said, most did eat it. Mom grabbed a bottle of wine and headed outside. Here's the pic.
I would have been the mom. I would have just done that.
I'm like, you guys enjoy. Don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me for the rest of the night. I'm
ordering out.
Whoever's open right now.
Yes.
And that's what I'm having.
Dude.
And somebody else is paying for it.
I'm sure that probably comes up at every Thanksgiving. Like, remember that time?
Dad, lock it this time. I guarantee they make fun of dad every year.
They have to. You have to. That's insane.
We want to know what went wrong at your Thanksgiving. Call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029.
I highly doubt anybody's Thanksgiving is completely picture perfect.
No.
Something is bound to go wrong, and we want to know what has been that thing that went wrong at your Thanksgiving, whether you had it last weekend or it's something that happened 5, 10, 15 years ago that you're still talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
You can call us at 319-200-1029. We got a message from 9051 that said, my dad put the hot glass baking dish with the turkey in it on the cool countertop and it shattered. My mom lost her mind and we spent the meal picking glass out of our turkey and telling her it was fine.
Oh no. Rumor has it to this day they're
still chomping on glass. You have to. My mom would lose her mind and that's the only thing you'd be able to do. Would be like, it's fine. Also, my gums are bleeding.
I'm gonna wait 3 hours before I go to the hospital, but it's fine. I'll
be all right.
Great turkey. It was nice and moist. It wasn't dry at all.
So bad.
It's funny because we give my dad crap too every Thanksgiving, even though he's not. It's like he lives in Texas. If he can't come back for Thanksgiving, we still to this day talk about it and give him crap for it.
Okay.
But there was a year that my dad and he, for most of my life, he was like a single dad, so it's a lot of pressure, right?
Right.
And he would try to get as much work as he could the night before done to make it easier on Thanksgiving.
Smart.
And he was doing the pumpkin pies. Well, he did it really late at night and must have taken a nap and fell asleep.
No.
We were all asleep in the house.
No.
With the pumpkin pies in the oven. I don't know how to this day we didn't die in a house fire. I have no clue. They did not start on fire, but man, were they burnt crisp. And the house smelled amazing. Oh my God, the house smelled amazing.
Really?
Oh, it smelled like pumpkin pie. Not burnt, but it smelled like pumpkin pie. But I don't know how they did not start on fire.
Oh my
or
God.
Nothing. How we were saved. But he ended up realizing the next morning, oh my God, the pumpkin pie in the oven.
Still
and it's
in the
off.
Oven. Did it's you guys eat it?
No.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I was just saying to you not long ago off the air, Destiny, that I was kind of sad that there's no turkeys roaming around here.
Yeah.
Because we have had them.
They're here
in
all
the
time.
I have not seen one yet this year. So I was like, okay, I'm going to Google, like, what's going on? I know it's Thanksgiving time, and, you know, turkeys have their fate or whatever. But in that Googling, I found something that I didn't know happens in Iowa.
Okay.
And that is that there's an annual pardoning ceremony where two turkeys are, free to roam this Thanksgiving. They're not going to end up on your dinner plate.
How do they make sure those two turkeys don't end up?
Let me tell you. Okay, so it's the governor that pardons them.
Kim Reynolds?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and when does she do this?
It happened Tuesday morning.
I'm surprised this isn't on, what? And this isn't in, like, on the telly? Like, I would have thought we would be putting this on the television.
It might have been.
I'm half asleep in the morning.
I stumbled across this. I don't know. It says it's annual, so it's been happening. They also name the turkeys. The two turkeys were raised by the Moline family in Manson, Iowa, which is kind of up by, like, Fort Dodge.
It's the murder place, isn't it? Isn't that got a murder house? Just keep going.
I don't know. Side topic, I think. Anyways, this family has been raising turkeys for forever. So these two turkeys have been given the names Caitlin and Clark.
Oh, that's funny.
And now they will
not get to, because that would be worse if it was named Caitlin Clark and then, you know.
No, they've been pardoned. So they are going to free roam this Thanksgiving. And then they're actually going to be moved out to a non-commercial farm in Monticello.
Okay, again, how do they know that those two get to roam free?
Because they are pardoned. I don't know what happens beyond that.
They got a tag on them?
Maybe.
And I'm sorry if I was...
Maybe a jersey. I don't know.
I don't hunt them. But if I did, how are you supposed to know? Oh, we can't hit Caitlin Clark.
Well,
here comes Caitlin and Clark.
Maybe they have them in a fence.
I have so many questions.
Well, I don't have very many answers. I just was kind of shocked to see that, A, that this is a thing.
I love that it's funny, I guess. I don't know.
And I love that they're named Caitlin and Clark. I think that's iconic. So,
can we get them named after us next year?
Can you imagine?
Ah, it's two names.
We got to write to the governor.
I just have questions. How can you confirm my turkey won't, you know?
Well, I don't want to think about that.
I'm going to be that person who says they retire at like the legal age of 59 and a half, and then I'll be back in like 2 weeks.
Really?
But as a part-timer. That's going to be me. Guaranteed. I realized this yesterday and Monday when I was at home sick that I was like, I can't do this. It sounds fun for the first 10 hours, and then after that, I'm bored out of my mind.
What did you do beforehand that then drove you to that?
I was like sitting there. I'm resting as much as I can, right? But then you wake up and then you're like, now what? I can't really do much. What do I do? So I just watched Hallmark movies. But at some point, just watching TV and watching movies is not fun anymore.
Dude, I get that. I feel like even, you know, everybody's excited for a weekend where you have nothing.
Yes.
And then by like Sunday at 4 p.m., I'm always like, I'm bored.
Same.
I want something to do. And I was so happy to have nothing. And now I want something to do.
Oh, 100%. That's how I am when I have like a weekend of nothing. That's exactly how I am. And that's how I was the last 2 days. I was like, this sounds like fun and dandy. But then it just got to the point where I was bored out of my mind. I'm like, I need something to do with my hands. I was going insane. I was like, I need something to do with my hands.
So you know what I did?
I hopped onto websites and pretended to shop. I didn't shop because
what?
Something to do with my hands.
Like, were you like putting things into a cart just for fun? Yes.
But not actually buying it. I don't got that money for that. So I just needed something to do with my hands. Don't look at me like that.
That's like kind of really sad.
Don't be the one who shows up at the party empty-handed. Cocktails are considered a side dish, you know? It's holiday spirits with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to bring the cocktail for Thanksgiving because, somebody's probably in charge of mashed potatoes and stuffing and turkey. And for some Thanksgivings, you got to have a cocktail to make it through.
I was just thinking of the people who are, they're not the ones who are qualified to make the food. They're usually the napkin person.
Yeah.
That's you and me.
Well, you could up your game a little bit.
You probably could do a cocktail.
If I can do it, you can do it. Okay. So, or tonight, there's a lot of people meeting up for Drinksgiving or whatever you call the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So if you want to really impress your high school friends, bring this, okay? I'm calling it my Thanksgiving Mar Gobble Rita. I thought of that all by myself.
That's good.
So what I have done so far is I have my shaker full of ice and I put a 1/2 ounce of agave, which is like a sweetener. It's kind of like honey. I put that in my shaker and now I am putting an ounce of, what is this? Cranberry juice. Jeez.
What a great bartender.
I haven't even tried any of this yet. But, you know, I don't really like cranberry sauce. I think it's kind of icky. So this is your way of getting the cranberry in. You also can do 1/2 ounce of lime juice because this is a margarita. Then you're going to do 1 ounce of Grand Marnier. Oops, I should take the lid off.
I have never heard of that before.
Okay, so.
Sounds bougie.
It is. Look at this bottle.
Oh my God, did that cost you a lot? That looks like a $50 bottle.
It's giving luxury. It's an orange liqueur, and I guess we'll see how it goes. You could use, I think,
you got to hang that on the wall.
Well, okay. I'm not in college. I don't keep empty bottles on my fridge anymore. Thank you so much.
Well, the bottle says otherwise. It's pretty bougie looking.
And then the last thing we're going to add to the shaker is tequila.
Hey.
Nothing like some tequila at family Thanksgiving. So you're going to do, measure with your mental health, I guess, is what I'm going to say on that. But I would say like a shot-ish, shot and a half. And then we shake her all up. Oh, yeah. It smells like tequila. Oh, God. Okay. Good enough. Now I have my fancy little glasses, and we got to make it bougie. So I got some little cranberries to put in. That'll be nice floaters.
Oh, wow. Could you freeze those to help them make it cool?
Yes. That's a great idea. I didn't do that, but you could.
I didn't do it, but that's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
I just was thinking how to make it cool, you know?
Yeah.
Why not?
It act as ice cubes. And then I sliced up a little orange since we have the orange liqueur in here. I put that as a little garnish. And then this is giving luxury, okay? I've got thyme, which is an herb or something.
No, I know that.
I don't know.
Do you never put that on anything?
I don't know.
I just have it in a little shaker bottle. I'm that cheap.
Well, I got a sprig for
you. I never get the fresh stuff. Even when they tell you in recipes, get the fresh, that's beautiful. Get it fresh. I don't listen to them.
I got extra if you need some for your turkey tomorrow.
You think I'm making a turkey?
I don't know. Okay.
Well, this might be the best smelling cocktail you've ever made.
It is fragrant, I will say.
It is fragrant. It's very
nice
pretty, too.
Fall color. I think you could also move this into Christmas if you want, because cranberry is just a winter berry.
Oh, that's nice. Mm. You know what? This is perfect. It's like,
woo-hoo!
Yeah, Grandpa, you want to talk politics? Keep going.
Let me have like 6 more of these.
And I'll be ready to talk politics.
I am down to clown.
Let me go. And now it's time for some football trivia with sports expert Spencer.
Enzo caught. Touchdown.
On Z102.9.
It's a weird time to be alive because I used to fight for the death for Black Friday shopping, and now I'm just going to be home, and I guess I'll watch football.
There you go. That sounds nice.
Yeah. I, why would you go out early to a store?
They're not even doing it at the stores anymore. It's so boring. It's all on.
I'm just glad I get to sleep in, I guess.
Yeah. Same. Last one of the regular season. Nebraska this week, as usual, on Black Friday. Yeah, I agree. Who likes Nebraska out there? Iowa has won 8 of the last 9, actually, in the series with the Huskers. When was the last time Nebraska won a game against the Hawkeyes?
Just in period? Oh, I think that you meant
just
period.
In general.
Just in general. Never.
Yeah, never. Is it A, 2019, B, 2020, C, 2021, or D, 2022? 2022 is right.
What? Dang
it. Spoiled senior day in Kinnick Stadium.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what a horrible day. Happen here this week. Looks like Iowa's going to have another different starting quarterback this week, Jackson Stratton. He is set to make his second straight start for the Hawkeyes this week after playing against Maryland last week. What state did Stratton come to Iowa from? Is it Iowa, Wisconsin, Florida, or California?
Florida.
California.
California is right.
Oh my God, I'm hot right now.
He is a California native. Actually got into his first game against UCLA at UCLA. So a little bit of home cooking there.
They nice.
Didn't win that game though. Question three, how many seniors are going to be honored before Friday's game for the Hawkeyes? 3, 13, 23, no. or 33?
So you just put threes in every single one.
Very, 13. Very different. You said 13.
That's because Taylor Swift. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll say 13.
23.
Oh, my actually. God.
Oh, my
is that
God.
That's a lot. There goes half the team.
Yeah, that's the big thing for next year is like, who's going to be left?
Well. Yeah,
23 seniors. A lot of
I'll join.
Wins, well. A lot of. Yeah.
I think you might be out of eligibility.
Just somebody random like walking down the tunnel like, hi. Like,
I'll
like,
do
who's
it.
Who's that? You're on the program. What's going on? Question four. What is the traveling trophy between the two schools called? Did you know they played for a trophy?
Mm-hmm.
I know. Is it the Heroes Trophy, the Corn Trophy, the Bowl of Corn, or the Hawksker Statue?
It's the second one.
The Corn Trophy is your guess?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the Heroes.
The Heroes
Dang
Trophy.
It.
Is
I
right.
tricked you. I made a face after the corn on purpose.
You
they
got
should,
me.
They should have like a secondary trophy.
They
you
should.
You do the Heroes thing, but they should do like a corn thing.
Because we fight over who has corn. Bad corn.
Yeah, exactly.
The answer is them.
Well, duh.
It's always that.
Here's what's hot and what's not. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
The latest TikTok trend is all about making confessions with no judgment. I have seen so many videos popping up on my For You page of this, and I feel like Thanksgiving is going to trigger some more between like family members maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So far, it's been a lot of couples doing this, but basically, it starts with the two people saying in unison, "We listen and we don't judge." And then one person will make a confession. Maybe it's a little bit embarrassing. Maybe it's something that they don't want the other person to know about. And then they repeat, "We listen and we don't judge."
So there's zero discussion about it.
Well, some people break the rules and are like, "Are you kidding? Are you serious?" But it goes back to, "We listen and we don't judge." And they go back and forth and they make some confessions to each other. So some examples, I saw one couple, the girl was like, "Sometimes I don't really have a headache, but we listen and we don't judge." And then the guy came back and said, "Sometimes I pretend to go to the bathroom when I hear chaos in the house so that you have to handle it and not me."
Oh my God.
We listen and we don't judge. I saw one video last night that was, it seemed to be a girl and her mom doing it, which is hilarious because you know moms think everything is the end of the world. And the girl, I think the girl was just trying to gross her mom out as much as possible. She was like, "Sometimes I go to the gym and I don't feel like if I got sweaty enough, I don't shower. But we listen and we don't judge." Do you think you could do this with Neighborman?
I did. I attempted it a little bit because I saw the trend and I was like, "Hey, do you think we could participate at all?"
Mm-hmm.
And ours was, we don't have anything yet. I think we might be still too early in the relationship, or maybe we are the type of people who are too TMI with each other.
Yeah.
We tell each other everything. So that may be the problem. But the only thing we had was he said, "Sometimes when you call me at work and you call multiple times, I go, 'Oh my God, I hope somebody's dead.'"
Oh,
"Hi, honey. How are you? You doing great?" He wants it to be an emergency because when right. I call and then I, it's funny, I responded back and I said, we listen and we don't judge. "Sometimes I call you just to annoy the crap out of you.
Oh,
I don't actually have an emergency or any reason to call you. I just want to know how your stomach's doing."
What did he say to that?
He was like, "I knew it, and that is why I act the way I do."
Oh, well, we listen and we don't judge.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I know it's silly to say, but it feels good doing adult things like changing your oil.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't do it. Don't get it twisted.
I
took my car.
Did you make the appointment, though? That's the first question.
I did.
Wow.
I made the appointment, and I made it within, I think, 3 days of the light coming on saying that service was required. So I am slowly becoming reformed.
It would have taken me 3 months.
Well, I get anxious. I don't like it because I don't know what I'm doing. They ask you questions, and they're like, would you like this filter change? And you're like, I don't know.
Or do you want this aesthetic or something? It's something like that.
I don't know.
I don't know what I don't know. I know it's close to the word aesthetic. It's something like that. Has to do with the type of oil. I don't know. And the type of miles you go. I don't know.
Nope. No clue. So that's always why I'm like, I just don't want to do it. I know it's easy. You just literally drop it off. But it makes me anxious not knowing what I'm doing. So I took my car this morning. And I went to a place that I have not gone before because I actually took it to my dealership that I got the car from.
Oh, nice.
You get so many complimentary ones or whatever. So I had never done a service appointment with them, and it was very easy. I made my appointment online. I pull up in the garage. The guy's calling me miss, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is a bougie experience. And I just selected to, like, wait instead of somebody coming to pick me up. I knew it wasn't going to take that long. So I go inside, I like fill out the paperwork, and he's like, okay, you can take a seat in the waiting room and I'll come let you know when it's ready to go. I didn't really think like to bring an activity because I didn't know how long it would be. I wish I would have brought like my AirPods so I could have, I don't know, watched a video or TikToks or what have you. I did do that. I was on TikTok and Instagram just watching stuff on mute because there was a lot of people in there. And it didn't click with me until I was leaving and I got in my car. My phone Bluetooth to my car.
Taylor, you talked about this for like a trending with Taylor. Did you not? How did you not learn?
I did. You know what? I did. And I didn't even think about that until you just said that. I sat in the waiting room and sorry, my For You page is weird. Okay. I was watching like.
I've been getting some weird stuff on mine.
Same.
Some weird, creepy ads.
Oh.
We'll talk about it later.
I don't know about that.
It's
but
gross.
I mean, I watch like dumb stuff and like brain rot videos. And like, I don't know. I really like to watch people color pages, which is stupid. And I didn't realize as I was pulling out, I was like, was I connected to my car the whole time? And they were hearing the volume of these videos?
Taylor, you literally talked about this for training with Taylor. How did you not learn from your own mistake?
I messed up because I was listening to a podcast when I was driving up to the place, so my phone was connected, and it was still connected when I turned the car on. I don't know what these mechanics were having to listen to that entire time, and I don't know if I can go back there.
As long as you weren't listening to like a dirty romance book, we're good.
No.
But imagine if you were.
I probably would have been real popular there.
Do you mind if I press the big red button?
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They only bring that one out a couple of times a year.
It's Thanksgiving, baby.
Yes, it is. And things are going to be awkward at Thanksgiving. Let's be honest. You know, someone's going to ask you, when are you going to have kids? When are you getting married? I'm waiting for that one.
No.
I'm waiting for that one. Hey, who'd you vote for in this?
You're like, whoa
there, grandpa. Whoa. I just
Knock
wanted
it
some
off.
Stuffing. I didn't want to tell you who I voted for in the election.
Dude, any way to get out of those convos is a good way.
Do you have something? Because I got nothing. I was just thinking I would take a sip of my drink and then let somebody go off
about
the politics.
Well, I mean, you could do something embarrassing and be like, I have a bathroom emergency, or, I don't know.
You know what? That's believable.
If you're
for
not,
me.
If you're cool with like being embarrassed, or I have some dad jokes.
What? Just random dad jokes?
Yeah. Well, no, they're Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Look
at you being on theme.
So let's pretend, I don't know, Uncle Steve is
I
like,
got it. Taylor, who'd you vote for in the election?
Hey, Uncle Steve, shut up. You know what's usually insulting, but not on Thanksgiving? A family member giving you the bird.
And then you give the bird.
Yeah. And both of them, a plate of turkey and, you know, that's what you get. I think we're...
Sorry.
Gee whiz.
They just get in the way today.
Oh, my God.
Move, guys.
Well, I think we're really on to something over here at Those Girls in the Afternoon Incorporated.
We have an incorporated?
Patent pending. just a couple minutes ago, we're talking about
you know, those stupid, uncomfortable conversations that are going to happen.
Someone's going to ask you why you haven't had a baby yet. Someone's going to ask you why you're not married yet. You know what's going to happen.
Or why you showed up single for the fourth year in a row. God,
Jesus. Ugh. And you're like, I am dreading that question. How can I avoid it?
Well,
Taylor's got you, apparently.
I got you.
Because it was Girls Incorporated,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, definitely. It's harmless, and it will definitely get them to stop talking about whatever it was, and that is dad jokes. Thanksgiving dad jokes. Who can be mad at a dad joke?
Yes.
Not me.
I had to change the vibe.
Because dads love Star Wars, I guess. I don't know. A bit of a reach, but I'll go with it. So I'm going to give you a couple right now that you can go ahead and use. License free, all right? The patent is pending. So dad joke. Well, do you want to ask me a stupid question so I can ignore you?
Taylor, you've been with your man for a couple years now. Where's the baby?
Hey, you know what? What was the turkey suspected of? Foul play. And you confused them so much they forgot about the baby.
I did.
Talk.
I was like, what are we talking? Also very confused with Star Wars playing in the background, but I absolutely love it.
Come at me again. Give me another.
Taylor. I was gonna say you're single again, but you're not. But you're single again at this Thanksgiving. Mm. Why is that?
None of your business. Also, why did the turkey refuse dessert?
I don't know.
Because he was already stuffed.
Oh, my. Should have known that one, actually.
Give me another. Come on.
Did you think the election was rigged?
Hey, you know what? Why was the turkey asked to join a band?
I don't know.
Because he could bring his own drumsticks.
Hey, you know what? There are some people who like those drumsticks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, one more. Give me one more.
Only one more? Oh, God. Taylor, when are you going to get a real job?
Okay, that's valid. But I would, okay, if I wanted to confuse them, I would say, whoa, why did the turkey cross the road twice? To prove he wasn't a chicken.
Oh my God. But sometimes the turkey does taste like a chicken.
What kind of turkey are you eating?
What?
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Are you actually going to wake up early tomorrow?
No. Well, actually, yes, I kind of have to.
Wait, what do you mean you kind of have to?
So I'm going to my boyfriend's family's Thanksgiving because my family's was this past weekend. And I am doing the most, trying to be impressive. I'm making cornbread. I've never done it.
The way she said, I'm making cornbread, baby.
I'm making cornbread and my own like cinnamon butter. Who knows what's going to happen? Okay, I might really regret that.
So you're probably going to miss the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, but you're going to look for the recaps.
Well, I may. You know what? Maybe I'll turn it on when I'm having a breakdown in the kitchen. I can look up and be like, wow, somebody has joy today at least.
Well, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is back. However, what's crazy about this is that they should be celebrating their 100 years because it kicked off back in 1924 and it's 2024.
That would be 100 years.
However, they're not really going to consider it their 100th anniversary because the parade did not take place in 1942, 43, or 44 due to World War II. So they're not celebrating that this year. So we have to wait 3 more years for them to celebrate the 100th year of the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
So it's been 100 years, but there has not been 100 parades.
Not 100 parades.
Well, rats.
I mean, I'm kind of glad that they're being like serious about it. Like, we want it to be the 100th parade just because it's the year. We don't mess around.
They're by the book over there at Macy's, I suppose.
Well, we're talking about the balloons and Macy's Thanksgiving parade with tonight's trivia question. Who was the first video game character featured in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Oh, my gosh. So many options.
I know.
I can't wait. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Who was the first video game character featured in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? What do you think it is? I'm like trying to think of all the video games.
Well, I'm like, it definitely wasn't 100 years ago, probably.
Solitaire? Do they do a card?
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't know. Okay.
Well, I don't know if it was the first one, Taylor.
I know. I that's what I'm saying. I don't know if they had one in the first parade. So when was the first character? We'll have to find out. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical Guesses on Z102.9.
I don't know if they're going to talk about it tomorrow when you watch the Thanksgiving Macy's Day Parade. It technically should be their 100th year, but they did have to take a couple years off due to World War II. So they're not actually celebrating it their 100th year this year.
Yeah, don't expect some big 100th anniversary because it's technically not. It's not the 100th parade.
They didn't have 100 yet. So
we got to wait, what, 3 more years?
And then maybe they'll invite us to the 100th. Can we imagine if we got to float?
I do not want to see a balloon of myself blown up that big.
I would. She doesn't.
Girl, not these pores. That'd be large.
Well, start working on your retinol.
Oh, God. I got to get a regimen.
Seriously. Well, we're talking about those balloons for tonight's trivia question. Who was the first video game character featured in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? What do you think it is?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, Sarah said Pac-Man. I could see that.
Has Pac-Man ever been in it?
I don't know. I have the lineup for this year's, and I can confirm Pac-Man is not in this year's. That doesn't mean he's never has been, mm-hmm. I guess.
Mm-hmm. But you know what would be a great year is if Pac-Man came out like when it's snowing, because it's almost like the little white balls.
Yeah.
You know, just saying.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
5247 said Super Mario or Mario.
Iconic. Again, I'm sure that he has been.
Has to be.
Not in this year's, though.
Really?
Yeah.
When was the movie? Was that last year or 2 years ago? That was a couple years ago.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago. I feel like he's still popular. He might have been the ones that has gone rogue in the past. Maybe.
Really?
Like ramming into buildings and stuff.
Knock it off, Mario. Mm-hmm.
Just trying to get that coin or whatever.
Girl,
back to me. I'm looking at the lineup.
She's clocked out, y'all. She is clocked out. Will you stop linking this year's lineup?
I just am curious. Sorry. We'll talk about that later. 1072. I'm sorry. 1072 said Felix the Cat. Not going to lie. Not familiar with that one.
Oh, neither. Oh, God. Neither am I.
I guess I Googled it. It was on like Game Boy and stuff in the 90s. It's a cute little cat.
Do I know Felix the Cat?
And I think it's also the video game is based off a TV show.
Shut up. Are you serious?
I think so. Correct me if I'm wrong on the text line.
I would play this.
It's on Nintendo Switch, so I might have just found a new game. I know.
You know what I'm doing this weekend. Who was the first video game character featured in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? What is it?
You can still text in your guest 319-200-1029, and the answer will be coming up in about 3 minutes.
Stop looking at the lineup for this year. I literally could see you scrolling.
I know, because
right
it's so cool.
Did you see how many clowns there's going to be? Let's not talk about that. It's like 800.
28 clown crews.
Yeah, but you know how many clowns? It's like 800. I've looked into it.
They got a lot of different types of clowns. Car wash clowns. What does that mean?
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And before you eat that turkey, the mashed potato stuffing, green bean casserole, mac and cheese. Did I miss anything? Gravy?
Dinner rolls.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
My cornbread. I'll be making that tomorrow morning.
Stop talking about your cornbread. It's not sexy. It's going to be delicious. You're probably going to watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and you can hit people with this fun fact while they're all piling in during it. Who was the first video game character featured in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Really?
Was the first video game character to be featured in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
That's crazy.
I know.
Do you know what character has appeared the most?
And it's not just video games.
No, just in general.
I'm going to say Mickey.
No. Snoopy.
I should have known that. That was a rookie mistake.
43 times, including this year. Jeez, it's not that serious, man.
I'm really disappointed myself.
It's just Snoopy.
Well, we got some other fun facts for you before you watch the Thanksgiving Day Parade. Here's some of the star lineup for tomorrow's parade. You've got Jennifer Hudson performing.
What?
Loud Luxury. You've got Dan and Shay. Jimmy Fallon and The Roots.
No way.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You got Walker Hayes. You've got T-Pain.
Oh, my God.
The Rachel Platten. The Temptations. I mean, there's a million one. I'm only going to mention just a couple of them, but also Charli D'Amelio as well.
Can I burst your bubble?
What?
They all lip sync if they're on a float.
I know, which I think is stupid. Why do we got to do this? I understand it's probably sound.
Yeah,
and
it's sound.
I want to hear the real stuff.
Sorry.
I'm here for the real stuff.
Unless they're like walking, but
why can't they just make it work in one section? Like, I just don't understand.
Yeah.
We've got so much technology.
I don't know.
Let them lip sync all the way to where the cameras are and then let me hear T-Pain go. I'm really excited for T-Pain.
That auto-tune, though.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.